And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baker. 75 years ago, nearly 34,000 Jews were murdered at Babin Yar over a two-day period on September 29th and 30th, 1941. The location has become a poignant symbol of what is known as the Holocaust by bullets. Some 1.5 million Jews were shot to death on the territory of what is now Ukraine in this particular aspect of the Holocaust. The Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, or UJE, presented a very much anticipated program commemorating this 75th anniversary of Babin Yar. The program, held in Kyiv from September 23rd to 29th this year, featured four distinct projects. There was a public symposium, which included the introduction of a groundbreaking book on Babin Yar, a student conference, a landscape design competition, and a memorial concert. The effort took years of planning and was widely applauded, both in Ukraine and abroad. The UJE worked with the World Jewish Congress, Ukraine's government, and other Ukrainian Jewish and diaspora organizations to plan and present its program. UJE board member Paul Robert Mogochi, who along with his colleague Adrian Karatnitsky spearheaded the program, noted, "Our goal was to turn the attention of Ukrainians and the world community to Babin Yar and to show it is a very important symbol of a mass tragedy of the 20th century." A special feature of the public symposium was a presentation of the newly published book, Babin Yar, History and Memory. The book, published both in English and Ukrainian, presents essays written by 10 authors, including several symposium participants. They looked at the treatment of Babin Yar in art, culture, and literature. Dr. Vladislav Hrinevich, who co-edited the book with Dr. Mogochi, said, "This book is not about death, but about life, and about the battle for memory about Babin Yar." It also raises the question of what is the future of Babin Yar? How is it to be organized? Nearly 200 young people from all over the world attended the youth conference. The conference coordinator, Dr. Ihor Shtupak of Dnipro's Tukuma Institute for Holocaust Studies, said, "We were able to get away from national egoism. We remembered that our country was touched by three genocides, the Holodomor, the Holocaust, and the deportation of Crimean Tatars. We also talked about the Holocaust against the backdrop of the contemporary Russian-Ukrainian war. We understood there is no such thing as someone else's pain." Another highlight of the week was a presentation of winning entries of an international landscape competition sponsored by the UJE as a first step in the expected creation of a necropolis at Babin Yar. There was no first place award as the jury did not feel any of the entries fulfilled all its requirements. However, Vitaly Nachmanovich, one of Ukraine's leading Babin Yar historians who oversaw the competition, said the two second-place winners and the third-place winner provided a promising foundation for the creation of a memorial park at Babin Yar. The UJE board chairman James C. Temerty presented the competition winners with awards. The commemorative week concluded with a memorial concert, which featured the Hamburg Symphony Orchestra, the renowned Ukrainian Dumka Chorus, and international opera stars, including Pavlo Hunka of England. Ukraine native Oksana Liniu, who currently works with the Bavarian State Opera in Munich, was conductor, and the opera director Anakin Korselman of the Netherlands staged the powerful performance. Approximately 160 people were involved in the performances of Max Bruch's Prayerful Kol Nidre, the Kaddish Requiem by Yevhen Stankovich, based on the poems of the Ukrainian writer Dmytro Pavlichko, and the German Requiem by Johannes Brahms. Amidst all these events, one distinguished visitor to KU was World Jewish Congress President Ronald S. Lauder. He called Babin Yar one of the most infamous pieces of ground in the entire world. Lauder also reminded us why this commemoration is not only about loss, but also about hope and the future. He said, We are here in Kyiv for one more important reason. We are here to celebrate the rebirth of a strong Jewish community here in Ukraine. This rebirth is nothing short of a miracle. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, ukrainianjewishencounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.